Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it is such a joy to come before a sovereign, almighty God who decided that it would be good that people would know about Him. Lord, we're grateful that You express Yourself through Your Word. You want us to know You. You want us to know Your ways. You want us to know Your Son, Jesus. And by Your Holy Spirit today, I pray that You will guide us into all truth as we study Your Word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Mordecai's Practice, and it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 2, and verse 11. Esther is now in the best place for the women in the palace of Shushan. She is undergoing beauty treatments that will prepare her to be presented to King Ahasuerus, who is looking for a new queen. While Esther is being prepared, she obeyed her older cousin Mordecai by keeping a secret about her nationality and family. Mordecai cared for Esther when her parents died, and now she is within the palace of the king. In chapter 2 and verse 11 of the book of Esther, we see the continued care and concern of Mordecai for Esther, where we read, "And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house to know how Esther did and what should become of her." Our verse begins, "And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house." When we think about Mordecai's position, we might well understand his concern for Esther. He cared for her during one of the toughest parts of her life. He made sure she was fed, clothed, and housed after her parents passed away. And now that she was taken by the king's servant to be prepared for the presentation before the king, he was all the more concerned. Every day, that is, every day, he walked before the court of the women's house. It was his practice, his habit, and as we shall see in the next part of our verse, it was his passion for Esther that drove him there. The verse continues, "to know how Esther did and what should become of her." Mordecai could not contain himself when it came to knowing about Esther. He had to know how she did. He was driven to know what should become of her. Can we imagine his thoughts before he went to the court of the women every day? "I wonder how Esther is doing. I hope she's okay. Is she eating okay? Are they treating her right? I hope they don't spoil her or destroy what a wonderful girl she is. I hope they don't find out who her nationality or family is. I better go see about her. I'm going up there." And every day Mordecai went to check on her. What passion he had. What love he contained. If we are ever to know people in their finest state, we are to pursue and discover what it is they love. When we find out what a person loves and help them to get it legitimately, we will win the person. People are driven by love, and Mordecai loved Esther. There are no additional words that tell us that it was a drudgery for him to go to the court every day. Going to the court of the women to find out about Esther was Mordecai's habit. It was his practice, and although there was some sort of effort to continue this practice, it was nothing compared to his deep commitment to Esther. Perhaps our meditation today should consist of two parts. First, what is it that we love that we would find it no effort on our part at all to practice every day? And secondly, what is it that those around us love that we might help them get legitimately? Let's allow Mordecai to be our example. And as we consider the source of his love for Esther, we might just discover that the Lord Jesus is passionately in love with us too. Next time, we see how long Esther prepared for her entrance before the king. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He be gracious to you and lift up His countenance upon you. May the Lord be blessing you at all times and in every way as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.